You're live. You're doing it. You're live.
Yeah.
Why do you always wait for it?
I always wait so I can hit the mute on the thing. And then it's going on right now.
Why do you have to watch?
Because I don't want to get freaking feedback.
Well, how long does it take?
I just muted it. I'm about to start.
Jesus. Oh, my gosh.
And you wonder why Chris interrupts you all the time.
Fine. Do you want the song or not?
Dude, shit or get off the pot, man. You're not getting any more toilet paper.
I'll probably screw up this intro. Yep. There we go.
Not your best part.
No.
Eating Doritos. Or maybe it's Cheetos. Can't really tell. I think they're made by Lay's. Won't get off my back to get a new six pack. What's that smell? I ain't showered in days. Just wasting away in self-quarantine. Lord knows just how long this will last. Some people claim that they're about to snap, but I know I got the Ramblecast.
I gotta say, Nick, this might be your best one ever.
He's right. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was. I'm not just saying that. That was excellent.
Oh, okay.
I actually preferred the Talking Heads cover that you did a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Matt's always got to be the rebel.
You were tuning to up to like Radiohead, so I was like, oh, we're gonna get a Radiohead song.
No, I was just playing that one for fun.
I thought it was Jimmy Buffett from the start. It was your tuning.
It was you missed that part, Jack.
I'm sorry, the pre-show.
Idiocentric.
Chris Doran says, as a parrot head, best one ever.
There you go. Hey, guys. So welcome to the quarantine cast.
Yes.
Well, we decided that, hey, what the hell? Why not make this live show available to everybody? Because I think one thing that we all have is a little bit more time to do shit.
That we do.
How are you guys living?
Hey, our county just said you cannot go out unless it's for food.
Yeah. We all got a TV and phone public announcement today around 3:00. Same thing. Like starting tomorrow, everyone is to be in your homes only except to get groceries.
Well, did they do it's the crazy. Essential thing though? Like these people can go out and these people can, because that's how it is here in our state. It's real confusing.
I don't know. The only thing affected me was the food part. So I'm like going. So I did have a pork chop the other day.
You stock up on pork chops and your
they had curbside assistant. You could go curbside, and they offered a discount.
At Ruth Chris.
Yeah, that picture I sent was actually Ruth Chris.
Nice. Very
oh,
nice.
Because my wife, we both got the emails. She goes, I was thinking the same thing. What the hell? World's ending anyway. Let's go out on top. So we went by and got it. And the tip goes to the
yes, people. Could you please bring my pork chop to my Lexus?
Mm-hmm. Well,
where does the tip go?
The tip goes to the people who have been let go, the waiters and the waitresses and the servers. Is it not waitresses anymore? Whatever it is, the people who were let go or put on hold. The tips go to them.
I feel really bad for the restaurant industry during this. I mean,
yeah, it's brutal.
Small businesses are really taking a hit.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to stay open. Not to be depressive.
Yeah, I was listening to he was one of the top chefs. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but he was on a radio show the other day, and he was saying he was predicting that 75% of the restaurants as you know it are going to go under. by the time this is all over with. The bailout package does have a lot that can do to help, but man, if these mom and pop places are going to get crushed.
Yep.
Like, I know I shouldn't be doing it, but I'm still going out every day to get my iced coffee at my little bagel shop in town.
Priorities.
I do it.
Yeah.
Does that cream come with extra COVID? Is that the co-fei-fei cream?
The co-fei-fei. But yeah, it's crazy. You know, and speaking of small businesses, I want to bring this up. But first of all, hello to everybody in the chat who is joining us right now. We have a few people in the chat right now, looks like.
Even God. Which is
Chris Doran, Drake the Destroyer, Colkey's here. Gap 1501. I'm not sure who that is.
That is Greg.
It's Greg.
Oh, it's Greg. Yeah, he was here last week. That's right. We have Got is here. He got tequila. I dig it. Sherry's here. JP, Jamie Hill, and some of the Ramblecast. Roe. Oh wow, Susan. Oh, the place is blowing up. It's great.
It's a control.
Let me ask you guys this real quickly. So, all right. So my kid goes to daycare 3 days a week. All right. So sorry, buddy. Yeah, my fault. So my kid goes to daycare 3 days a week and I pay an exorbitant amount of money for them to go just to go not be, you know, have someone watch him so he doesn't die. Cause essentially that's all daycare is. They just reposition kids to not touch shit they're not supposed to touch and whatever, right? They do a fine job and, you know, and nothing against them. They do great work. So I pay $240 a week for my kid to go there for 3 days. The state of Massachusetts shuts down all daycares and schools as of last week. The owner of my daycare is still charging us tuition during the state closure.
I think you talked about this last week and said, screw it. I would say, screw it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I understand the whole help your small businesses stay open. JP, the daycare should be paying you. Yeah, right? I understand the whole supporting small businesses, and this has got to be terrible and tough. But at the same time, like, that's what these packages are for. That's what this assistance to small businesses, that's what they actually shortened in Massachusetts. I'm not sure if it's nationwide, but they shortened the time it takes for someone to register for unemployment. I know these are all the worst case scenarios and it's a terrible situation, but to have all these families paying all this money, like $250 a week is a lot to pay.
A lot of people aren't, a lot of those people, how many of them are not working? How many of them don't have companies that are still paying them? So
Dan, I don't think we have to resort to that level yet, but perhaps maybe we will.
Welcome, Geek Dad Life. I don't know who that is, but thanks for joining us.
He's welcome to join us in the show, I guess. But you know,
yeah, we can probably fit another one in the Brady Bunch. it's irking me.
I know that's the policy because you know I remember. I just know that that's the policy where if you go on vacation, you still got to pay it. You know, but this is a different circumstance. Again, you want to help small business, but it comes to a point where it's like, okay, you're killing me. Why am I paying or at least lower the payment? Say, okay. Yeah. You know what? We'll give you
a break. I'm with you on that, Jack. Like if she said, hey, I'm going to charge everybody half tuition. I'd be like, you know what? If she positioned it as we'd love if you guys could help us, you know, pay our employees as best we can, right, and help us keep our doors open. Hmm. Would you be willing to support us by paying half the tuition? I would say yes in a heartbeat.
Right,
a fucking heartbeat. But no, she sent home this letter and email, this passive aggressive bullshit email that was like, no, you're paying full price to hold your spot in our daycare.
I like Chris Drake, though. He says, isn't the Brady Bunch the new Tampa Bay line?
That's very good. Shut up.
that's got to be a meme that's coming this fall. So,
yeah, like it's, you know, because obviously the Raleigh meetup isn't going to happen now.
Not frozen.
When we originally planned it. And the same thing, like I canceled my flight today and, you know, United's not going to like refund your money. It's just going to be like, oh, we'll give you a credit for your next flight for the same amount. And you're like, okay. I mean, I get it. It's fine. Because, like, I know that a lot of restaurants were saying that, like, you know, or not restaurants, but, like, if you had, like, concert tickets or, you know, anything, like, entertainment-wise, like, don't get your money back. Just remember, like, if you get your money back, then it's taken away from these people that were going to get paid, and now they're not going to get paid if you get refunded for everything. So it makes sense in some ways to keep paying for some things.
But, yeah. I mean, I've had two events that have been canceled.
But you also have to survive, too. Back. I mean, I mean, it's we're all. I mean, not everybody works for a great company that keeps paying you,
right?
I mean, like you said, these independent companies.
So I run a small business. You know, cards on the table. I'm not the owner, but the owner can't run the business without me. So it's a mutual kind of thing, and you could just say that I have an invested interest in the business long term. So, but you know. Everything went full stop, just like, and we rely on schools, specifically colleges and artists around the country to, you know, stay in business, and everything is dead now. So, you know, I, fortunately bills are paid and we have enough in savings that, you know, I'm looking at like long-term wise that we can take care of things, on a month-to-month basis. Unlike some businesses that don't have enough in savings, you guys are just making fun of me in the private chat. I know it.
No, because you wrote in the private chat. You sure?
You wrote it.
We're commenting on what you just wrote.
I don't know what daycare is like. That's a privilege that only certain people have. Anyway, so you know, I spoke to you know, the owner, my business partner, and the whole thing. I said, look. Don't pay me. Like we'll skip this payment. I'm good. It's not like I'm using gas right now. I've stocked up on groceries. Like it's good. Like, and he's like, no, if we're going to go out, we're going to go out swinging. Like you're still getting paid, you know, which was solid, you know, but you know, I still was kind of like, look, it's okay to pump the brakes a little bit. And you know,
yeah, if you can do it because you got long term. So
there's a lot of people that are in a lot worse places than what I am. And I really, my heart goes out to those people. Cause not everyone can afford the luxury of staying home and not worrying about, you know, a paycheck or something like that. So, it's definitely a, you know, it's on everybody's mind, you know, whether you're a lowly employee or high up, you know, it's like
it affects everybody.
Yeah. So,
and my mom was, you know, like, I'm glad the stimulus thing is most likely going to get passed, you know?
Who knows?
Yeah. But, my mom was calling me today cause I was saying like, oh, you know, my sister's going to get some good money cause you know, she's married and she's got two kids. So she'll get a pretty good check and my sister could use it. But she's like, are you going to get a check? I'm like, I was kind of like, well, you know, I'm a salary employee, so I'm going to get paid regardless. So it was like one of those, like, you know, I really shouldn't when you think about it. It kind of is weird. They're just going to give me a check for, cause it's not, it's, you know, I still have a job regardless. I'm a lucky person in that sense. I don't have to worry about it, but it is kind of like, it's a waste on me. It's like, I mean, I'm happy to take it. But it's just like, hey, it is kind of a weird thing. I don't know if you guys are in that boat or not. But.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that stimulus money is great for everybody. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. It's not enough.
Oh, no. Of course not.
It's not nearly enough.
I think it's meant, you know, to – I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's like, you know, like if you're looking at, what, $1,000, $1,200, whatever it is.
$1,200 per person.
That's – and not to begin, what's today's date? Today's the 25th, right? So today's March 25th. They should have got off their asses 3 weeks ago and got this on the vote immediately. Because here, the people who really, truly, absolutely like need that money need it in 6 days.
Yeah, I mean, probably
they need it when their rent's due. They need it when their mortgage is due. They need it when their bills are due. And most people's mortgages are more than $1,000. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like if you own a house, there's a high probability your mortgage is going to be more than that. Shit. So like for the people who really, truly need that money to get by, it's not enough.
God.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
You just asked to chime on in now. Yeah. Oh, there's something I want to talk about. No.
I was expecting some fun, like, I don't know, Brady jokes or something.
Oh, they'll probably come at some point.
Oh, they'll come.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Who was the one that posted they have the they have your Secret Santa gift, and it's Tom Brady bobblehead, awesome. Tampa Bay Buccaneer bobblehead.
Yeah, real fucking awesome.
I like JP. Finally, a real producer.
Nah, look at this. Jay joined. Jay joins the show, and we go ahead. Reduced I'll just to drop three out people
guys,
in the chat.
You guys go ahead and take over now.
That is a better producer than I will ever be.
I doubt. Can that, confirm. Thank you.
So. He does a great job because he puts up with these knuckleheads and like somehow manages to stay sane every single.
I love these knuckleheads.
Stay sane. You haven't seen what he's written in the private in the chat.
Oh my god.
You would not still say he remains sane. Oh, no, he just doesn't remain. He remains vocally sane.
He's all innocent on the show, but he gets,
to be
he
clear,
nasty
like,
in the comments.
Yeah. Nick's the one that takes all of us show. Dick pics. You know.
Oh my god, that's
so dude, it's the best meme of the coronavirus by far. It is what Nick has been sending out, and I can't even.
Well, the first time I open it up, I'm laying there, and I go. What the fuck? And my wife goes, what? I go, well, Nick decided to send this. Goes, oh, my God. I go, yeah. Goes, Nick sent that? I go, Nick sent that.
So that's why you're no longer welcome. Nick
has all these variations of that same pick.
Yeah.
Like, and really has, like, dedicated himself to this one man's penis. And
Did I send y'all the video? I need to send you guys the video.
Please,
I don't need to send no video.
It's awesome.
As I was saying,
the dude is hung like a fire hose. For
oh my
Christ
god,
sake.
That would be scary.
So just to let the listeners in on who you're talking about.
I'll describe it just because you know Nick gets too close to home for him. It'll take too long.
It does. The image is too close to home. Yeah.
Yeah. But so, anyways, Nick. And I've known Nick for a long time. I've known Nick for over a decade.
Yeah.
And so I know his humor. And he sent like a link, and I was like, "Don't click on it. Whatever you do, don't click on it." And they're basically like these very innocent like news articles that, oh, Nick cares about us. He makes sure we're up to date on some coronavirus thing.
Which I thought it was.
That was a play. And then you click on it, and it's this gentleman. Who is very well hung, and then he has all these variations of that one picture that he keeps sending. Or
literally, I have trouble sleeping at night because I think something's hitting me in the head. It's.
I'll tell you though, my favorite one is it's the actual image that everyone has seen of like the. Of the microscopic coronavirus or COVID-19 like right. Molecule or whatever the fuck it is, and right. Then you look at it, you're like. Oh,
those are all dicks. You zoom into it, you're like, oh!
I didn't even want to touch it.
It makes sense now why Nick likes Game of Thrones so much, because it's just, it's all the penises.
He likes, what's his name?
Cordor?
Wiener.
No, who's the guy?
Did you just say Hodor?
Yeah.
Who's the one that got chopped? Who's the one that got chopped? Who's the one that got chopped? Who's the one that got chopped off?
The guy that's there and the thing is Hungdor. That's the person in the picture.
Hungdor, yeah. He is Hungdor, that's for sure.
There was a good one posted on a Game of Thrones chat of the same of like the young Hodor instead of saying, you know, hold the door. It was wash your hands, and it finally slowly went to wash your hands, Wuhan. Like, what the hell?
So yeah, it's been an interesting week.
Gott said the Ramblecast has become depressing. Gott, wait till you hear Survivor with J-Jack Colleen. Whatever Colleen's posting right now.
We gave you a little shout out, Gott.
Got some shout outs.
What are we supposed to talk about? What I was saying earlier though is I look forward to hanging out with these knuckleheads because I get to talk to someone other than my wife. You know, it's like, I mean, I love my wife.
And is this not like your first time listening?
Yeah, right.
Well, my wife has been out of work. You know, her place closed, and so she's been helping me watch the grandkids. And she goes,
Is that a new show you're watching?
Yeah, she goes, this is hard. This is hard sitting here all day. I go, really? It's hard sitting here all day watching the grandkids. Hmm. I'm shocked by that. She goes, oh, yeah, poor you.
In fairness, you were practicing quarantining well before it was actually necessary.
Yeah. Me too.
Me?
Yeah, because you were stuck in the house with the kids.
I was stuck in the house. It's like, you know, she goes, well, now I see why you go on the computer because you don't have anyone to talk to. I go, yeah, because, you know, your grandkids are great.
Talk but to your friends.
I mean, Ava's starting to talk a little bit, but Hayden, he just looks at you and goes, he just laughs and smiles. So, yeah, and I've just had him the last couple of days. So it's you talk to him, but it's like, okay, but it's a one-way conversation. So,
yeah,
and then you have Nick sending you pictures. So it's
we didn't tell you, Jack. Like this whole ramble cast episode, I think, is just like a support group for you, just to have like other
people. Oh, yeah, that is
we're here for you, Jack.
That's perfect. That's great. But I just laughed at that, and then Jay, you witnessed the. When I had that whole thing with all that crud got caught in my when I didn't disconnect the water purifier.
Oh, sure.
And you guys saw the photos of that, and Chris, you were trying to help me, yeah, stuff like that. Well, I got everything fixed except the dishwasher, but my wife wanted some special because the sink was all broken too. So she said, "I want the one that has the motion detector. I want that one." So think back, double oven. And so she wants this motion. I go, but what's the point of it? She goes, it's on sale for $79.
Sensor, so you don't have to touch the faucet handle. You just like put your hand in front of it, and then the faucet.
But the faucet has to be on though for that to work. Anyway, so she can't wait to get it. It's seven. I go, but it's going to take. I can go to Home Depot because we weren't quarantined yet. I go to Home Depot and get one, any kind of faucet now. And she's like, no, this is the one I want. She hates it. She hates it now. She can't. I go, I can take the batteries out. No, wait till the batteries run out. Maybe I'll get used to it. It's been like a month.
It's the worst.
Those things are terrible.
Oh my God.
It's a terrible handle. And like when we were over, we did like a little kind of just seeing the family, you know, we kept 6 feet apart. but I went to like.
Thanks. Texting us right in the middle of the show, breaking us up here, Nick. You know, we were on a roll. So,
no.
We were learning about faucets. And now we got this.
Golf.
You're really hung up on this guy.
I was mute. Sorry.
If you can get a hole in one on that one, you win miniature golf. You get the trophy.
Well, I think y'all know the hole that went, the ball would go up.
Anyway, so go ahead and finish your story, Jay.
Again, how did Nick have so many different variations of this dude's penis in a picture?
Thank you. Nick, do you have like a separate file on your phone where you just like save this stuff?
No, it's bigger than the windmill.
I've got a thread that's with about six guys that I went to college with. That's all they do is post up stuff from this guy.
You know? People from Tennessee, man, you know how to live.
You're all fucked up.
Experiment with these kinds of things.
Holy Christ!
But so yes, it's that guy that's very well hung. But instead of, you know, the classic windmill,
where you're trying to hit the ball to the hole
instead of the fans of the windmill, it's his.
Jay, I think they got it.
Gunk, gunk. Kung. Kung.
This guy needs to be the poster child for this testicle festival that they have.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the sink.
Oh, yes, okay. Of course, because that's really important.
Useless. It's a useless sink. You have to, you just go because you're so used to like turning a faucet handle, but that doesn't actually turn on the water. You have to like turn on the faucet handle and then you can like tap your hand in front of it and then the water.
Well, the worst part is though, when you're washing.
I hate those.
Did you just send something else? When I'm washing the dishes, the sponge thing, which it has soap in it, you squeeze the soap and it has like a brush on it. I'm not looking at it. I have a habit of putting it right in front of where the motion detector is. Okay, got to look at it.
I'm going to cut Nick off.
Sorry, everyone out there who doesn't understand that we're just looking at it.
You just made me fart on live on the show.
The thing is like, if
there's no fart gate here. I just ripped ass because I was laughing so hard.
I can't really even share these with people, you know? So
no, it's like, you can't. Like, don't put that up with the camera.
Okay.
Don't
put that in
the I already did.
Oh, my God.
So anyway.
Maybe we can get it trending. Like, you see that one where they had some group chat and the girl was in the chat and she went and took a dump?
Yeah.
She forgot she was on camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's the best. So
one of her friends, whoever's watching it, posted it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, who's the fucking asshole on that call that recorded their screen and made her the poster child of what not to do on a conference call or WebEx?
But
she was trending on Twitter.
Ugh. Oh, poor girl.
Poor something or whatever. Like I said, at poor first girl. I didn't. I go, okay, I don't get it. I go, oh, now I see. Huh.
I've done video conferencing chats for work for a while, and everybody knows the rules. But it's just so funny because I had a conference with like 40 something people the other day, and somebody's husband or fiance.
Yeah, you can't make
this your
up.
CNN moment. This is your CNN moment.
Is he editing a Geek Dad Life video, or is he just laughing to himself down? Okay.
Did you guys plan this?
Just need a baby with the stroller coming in.
Yeah. I've been wearing this all day, but you know. Anyway, bye.
No judgment on what you're wearing.
She can't hear him.
I know, but anyway, but so you were saying about spouses interrupting people on a video chat?
Yeah.
But anyway, no. And then somebody's like naked husband walked across the.
Oh yeah, and she's like
he's wearing nothing but a soccer jersey and his like tidy whities.
Yeah,
he was. You may have had underwear on. It was kind of like a bar, so you didn't really see. But she went to like go somewhere, and then he like walked across the thing, and then she was yelling at him, and then hoped that nobody else saw it. But the few of us that saw her was just cracking up.
Screenshot, and you put poor dude, and he's trending on Twitter.
And it's not. I'm not going to do that. But it was.
I am kind of like curious though, like a couple months from now, because there's a lot of schools that are going to like video conferencing. I for one. You know, it's like I'm familiar with this, you know, on some level, but like I have a lot of teacher friends and faculty members that are like just now like, oh, shit, I got to learn how to use Zoom and like all of these other applications in order to conference with your students. So I'm kind of wondering like a month from now, like all of the funny things that are going to come out of all of these, like,
oh, it's going to be so good.
Like people are just now become aware of technology. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And like all of the random shit that's happening behind us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I mean, my daughter's school is going to go towards using Zoom starting on Monday. They just announced, I don't know how about you guys, but in Massachusetts, just canceled school through, I think, the beginning of May. So, my daughter's going to be home for at least the next 6 weeks.
I think we're May 15th now, right?
Like, May 15th.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, yeah. But you think of all the stupid shit that people who are, you know, so adults are doing with video conferencing. Just imagine the mayhem that's going to occur when, you know, Sally from the second grade doesn't know how to hit mute on a conference call.
And her parents are going at
Mom, why are you drinking already? It's only 9 a.m.
Dad, get off mommy.
Okay. Anybody that has kids, they're not procreating during this. Okay. We're lucky as parents to make it through this. With a marriage intact. Okay. Yeah.
True.
Just saying.
I thought it was
we'll see it 9 months when there's a baby boom.
Oh yeah. And the best one I've heard is like, you know, you know what, in December all these kids are going to get born, and then in 13 years they'll all be called the quarantines.
Yeah.
And then asshole is going to name their kid COVID. Like a douche.
Okay, but they're all going to be first.
The rest of that kid's life, no one can go within 6 feet of their children for the rest of their lives.
Don't play with him. No. Yeah, my oldest daughter's a teacher, and she's having to learn how to use Zoom tomorrow because that's what she's going to be doing. They're going to be teaching the kids through Zoom.
Yeah,
it's funny. Like I've been hearing. I mean, I never personally liked Zoom. It's good if you're trying to like use an iPad or something like that to project what you're showing. But I never liked it as like what we're doing. I liked Teams is really good right now, which is replacing Skype for Business, and then WebEx.
Good. Yeah, I use Cisco WebEx. I'm hosting something like I don't know. I think 24 Cisco WebExes a week.
Yeah.
Various different topics of different things, but it works really well. It works really well. I'm able to kind of schedule everything from it, and then it gets pushed notification out to everybody, which is great.
Yeah.
But what's fun is that, you know, everyone's going through the same shit right now. You know what I mean? So It's like there's almost that bar of like professionalism is gone from here down to here, and no one fucking cares. It's awesome. Like, yeah. You know, like I had like for the last like 4 days I've had my special guest producer. That's literally why there's a chair sitting right there, is because my daughter has been jumping in on my calls, which has been kind of, it's been kind of fun. It's been kind of cute.
Oh, bring your daughter to work day.
Yeah, no, she's been there every day. It's like, fuck, go home, kid. But the she what's actually really cute is that, you know, she does a lot of stuff for school. They use Chromebooks in almost every school around, which is fucking terrible. These Chromebooks are just pieces of shit Dells. But what's that?
Biased.
Well. Look in the camera right now, Jay, and tell me that these piece of shit Dell Chromebooks are all they're cracked up to be.
Listen, there's a reason why Google, the most used devices are iPhones and MacBook Pros.
Yes.
Nobody fucking uses Chromebooks.
Thank you. So, I mean, the Google services, however, I can commend.
Oh, yeah.
This technology, and granted, these computers are made next to nothing for cost for schools, which is why all these schools have them, because no one wants to put a budget into these things. But so she sits there and she makes Google slides. She's making slideshows for all of her friends at school. So she sat in on a couple of my calls and created her own little what's going on with Apple keynote on her, or slideshow, whatever, on her Google slides. And she's doing her work. She's getting enrichment through all these alternate things, which is kind of cool.
Well, she's helped the stock, so that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it went up yesterday.
Dude, I lost so much money during our last show. I almost had a heart attack. Yeah.
I felt bad for you, but it did calm my wife down a little bit. I said, "You think you got it bad?" And she goes, "Oh my god. Okay, that's not so bad."
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
He lost 7 times more than we did, so
yeah. Well, the thing I got going for me, Jack, is I got plenty more time to wait for it to grow back.
Yeah, so Jay pointed that out the other day that yesterday on Westworld, he goes, "Well, you know, for you older people, yeah, it'll bounce back, but unfortunately, you're old."
I mean, sir,
well, thanks to you guys, I'm not going to have Social Security, so whatever. Yeah.
so screw you. I got it.
Yeah,
exactly. I made it.
I'm going to get my $1,200 stimulus check, though. Let's go.
All right. I told him when he was going to buy it. I was like, "Why don't you just wait? I'm sure there'll be a dip. Always buy in a dip. Don't buy in the highest ever in the history of ever."
Right.
And did I expect it to go as bad as it would? No, absolutely not.
But you know the reason. Your mom said. Yeah. I can't have cash laying around.
I get it.
So I had to roll the dice.
But the tens of thousands of dollars that has been just wiped away is what it is. Because again, I'm young, plenty of time for this crap to come back.
I keep saying that. I just fucking true.
Fox, you're older than me. I mean, I probably have the most time out of everybody here. For this to know.
Oh, shut up.
Well, you
become a fucking Tampa Bay fan.
We got, you know, Matt and I are pretty old, so there's that.
I'm susceptible to this whole COVID thing, so.
I'm hoping the coronavirus cancels my birthday this year.
I made this coronavirus painting here for everybody to see.
Oh, nice.
don't zoom in, though.
Don't zoom into the red one.
Where's the big penis?
No penises. That's just some skin follicles there.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's what you do. It's what you do. You know, you're sitting around. You're like, what do I paint? Well, what about this virus? So
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I have done since you know, in between my conference calls and when I don't feel like fucking dealing with my kids.
Yeah, because your whole daycare situation, we know.
Oh my dude, I'll tell you, man. Like, I fucking love my kids; they're the best. But I'll tell you, Emma, not so bad. But when you have a 11-month-old, it's fucking exhausting. Like, every fucking second. And hey, that's the price of having kids. I get it. I know it's my responsibility as a parent to be able to do that, but I'm not trained for it. I've been working. We've been putting them into daycare. We've had alternate daycare for us, having our normal day throughout, like, you know, our normal regimen throughout the week when we all work and we come home, and I'm a fantastic dad. But holy
shit. I get
shit.
To see him like an hour.
7 o'clock. It's I'm peak.
I put him down for a nap.
Holy shit, it's crazy.
I'm the greatest dad in the world during those times.
But I have commandeered my daughter's Switch.
Oh.
And this is one of the greatest games ever. I don't know if y'all can see it. But here is Animal Crossing.
A dick pic?
It's hidden there.
Those trees look like
Animal Crossing. So if anyone's playing Animal Crossing, someone's going to show me how to become friends because I don't know how to do it. I think I linked a bunch of people from Facebook.
Ralph was going to be on the show tonight, or did Matt?
Ralph is my buddy on this. I haven't figured out how to play with him yet, but we're friends on
Nintendo. Yeah, where is Ralph not here?
No, I think Matt told him now.
No, I didn't say no. I just said that we needed to get started. You know, it's kind of like we allowed Jay in after we got going, you know. Besides, he still called this a crap show anyway, so, you know.
Bring him in.
Trash show. Bring it.
To bring him in.
Well, if
oh my Ralph God, Nick. To.
Okay. Okay. So now, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me again. Fool me three times, I'm not going to do it.
Pretty good work, though.
I'm going to share it with the audience.
Fun. You can't put it on. It's...
Why?
It doesn't look like anything. It looks like a brown snuffleupagus.
It's snuffleupagus.
Yeah, with the no, that's the president.
That's the president. Well, say yeah.
Well, president's also imaginary too. So
see, if you got it, it's big. It's Big Bird and Big Dick.
Sick, you're a man. Just trying to have a clean podcast. All right, here.
Let's bring Ralph in. Let's bring Ralphie boy. Hey, Ralphie boy.
Eating.
He's
Ralphie.
He's not in the
here.
Not in the chat. So okay.
So this is probably a good time. To take a moment and think about all of those sponsors that make this show possible and maybe throw in one of those classic commercials. Bam. And
you know, speaking of guests, who knew that it was going to take a world pandemic to bring the media junkyard back together? It's happening.
Hulky's in the chat too, like actually watching.
It's happening next week live on the Ramblecast After Dark.
Now, the problem is we can only have six people in the, it can only take up to six people, right?
Well, it's just adding Colk and Rob Franceschini, right? Or is Robin Bird?
And Robin.
You getting Robin back too?
Yeah.
Wow. It's okay. You
guys, only do six people?
Drop out. I'm kind of in. You know, an important member here. So it's cool. I'll start the show. I'll drop out, listen from a side.
I maybe. Feel like I need to like come in and like just save Matt because it's just his soul. His soul has been.
Oh, don't fucking let this charade fool you.
That is bullshit.
He's a goddamn tyrant.
I got a nasty email because I keep laughing at the shit he puts in the private chat. I got blamed for it.
Oh my God. Some of the stuff that he puts in that private chat is enough to put somebody in jail for at least 24 hours.
Well, I'm not seeing anything in this private chat here. I see nothing bad coming from out here. So
right.
You got it.
The night is young, Jay.
Yeah. he probably thinks you can fire him or something, so he's being on his best behavior.
I mean, he put up the nice background this week. He's in it to win it right now.
Nice background. It looks really good.
Okay, so my the other side of my studio is where I usually broadcast from, but that has been taken over by painting. So
if you're gonna agree with the guitar, Jay, play something that really cooks.
Nice.
Something snappy. Something real.
Something peppy. I don't want that Lovers on that crap.
No one got the Back to the Future reference, but
I did. I started playing Johnny Be Good.
Oh, can't hear it.
Yeah, it's not plugged
in. It's not plugged in. Yeah.
Oh.
See, these are famous for the sustain.
Just speaking of Back to the Future, Jay, have you ever heard that theory that the band, I forget the name of the band, the first movie?
The Pinheads?
No, not the Pinheads.
That's the name of the...
Of Michael J. Fox's band.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Michael J. Fox's band.
I'm talking about the one from the 50s, the one at the
Marvin
end.
Barry.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Marvin Barry, yeah. That Marvin Barry's band is actually from the future, too. Because it's a really good theory because the guitar that he's playing is not invented for another 7 years.
That's true.
And it is Marvin Berry's guitar. And then, like, there's so many things that happen. Like, they have to be, it's the same as like Doc Brown. There's so much stuff that's going on that's not you're seeing in the movies. Like, how many times has Marty actually died, but Doc had to go back into the, to save him? Like, mm-hmm. How is he, when he falls off the roof in number two, like, how did Doc know how to be there right at the right time? It's because he'd already jumped once before and died, so he knew to be there the next time. It's like, it's really interesting way to think about it.
That'd be Marvin Berry in the Starlighters.
Yeah. Jay, go ahead.
I was close. Starlighters.
Oh, okay.
Starlighters. Okay.
I've got the t-shirt.
Why the guitar was the wrong year for guitar? Do you want to know why?
Sure.
I'm dying to know.
Maybe it's a really deep cut here, but there is Norman's Rare Guitars in the Valley in California. It's a really famous guitar shop,
mm-hmm.
And he supplied all the guitars for that movie. And he's he's made books about different guitars and all the kinds of electric guitars. He picked out a era accurate guitar. It was Chuck Berry's guitar that he used in 1955.
Mm.
But the director and like the prop people wanted a whammy bar. They liked the look of the guitar they ended up going with. And he told him, like, well, this didn't come out till 1960 something. And like, we don't care. We like the look of this one better. So
nobody's going to notice.
Yeah. Nobody's going to notice.
In a movie about time travel.
Yeah. Right. So it was a known they chose. But the thing is, they only rented that guitar. So they paid Norman like $1,000 a week or something like that. I said, you can just buy this guitar for whatever. You just buy it. Like, no, we'll just rent it. So he rented it and then got it back, but got paid. And I think because it got delayed with what's his name, got the cast, he said he made 10 times the value of the guitar by just renting it to them.
And then he could have resold
it. Like, sell it. It's like screen used guitar.
And he knows who owns it now. He knows who it got sold to from after that, and then who owns it right now, the actual Marty McFly guitar. But not so it was that one, and then they kept renting the original one that was age accurate through the entire time.
So that guy made a fortune.
Norm's a cool guy. He's he has a YouTube channel. They do guitar.
I love him on Cheers.
Norman's Ray. Yeah.
But Go ahead.
No, I just was going to talk briefly about 80s movies, and I'm, since we're quarantined home together, the family, it's time to like have kind of like, a couple movie nights or what have you. And for anybody that was waiting in the chat before this started, I threw up an E.T. picture because the other night I was like, hey, kids, let's watch E.T.
Fantastic
Spielberg film.
I was partially mocking Chris, but in a very sentimental way.
Not Mr. Innocent.
I thought it would have done better than it did. In all fairness to Chris, like, I didn't think it was that bad of a pick.
It's a very, very sweet movie. And one thing that
E.T. is one of my things. It's a top. Five movie for me of all time.
It's a two vote pick.
I'm that big of a have it ready at all times.
Did you vote for it?
I know what you mean.
I was just about to throw that joke in. Like, speaking of 80s movies that people need to watch, there's a movie called Das Boot that's been sitting there for over
das a Boot.
Year. Actually, I was watching Hook today. Because I have the old TV right here, so I'm working. I put on
now that one is continually voted probably the worst Spielberg film.
I love
it. I don't know why Hook doesn't deserve that. It doesn't deserve
it's
that.
Terrible. It doesn't. Hook is fantastic.
Okay, we're gonna lose Jack here for a second because he's just gonna bash Hook, you know, like he always does. I love Hook. I think it's great. So it's a very sweet movie.
Okay, so you know what's actually kind of cool is we by accident created like a little, you know, a thing that we're doing here at nighttime after Jackson's gone to bed and it's just Amanda, Emma, and I. we started watching Fuller House.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We like the first.
Yeah, you've seen Fuller House. So Fuller House, and it's got like four, I think it's like four or five seasons in now. So I mean, we're way behind, but whatever.
Do they have the college years with Aunt Becky?
No, but she still looks fantastic.
Of course she was.
She'll look good in an orange jumpsuit.
So the funny thing is, in the pilot episode of Fuller House, they make a joke about having to pay for Uncle Jesse and her kids to go to school. And I remember Amanda and I looked at each other like, ooh, that didn't age well at all. But what's crazy is that we've gone back and forth. So we started watching Fuller House, and then I introduced Emma to Full House. And now we're watching an episode of Fuller House, and we go back and watch an episode of the original and go back and forth. And it's like my daughter's favorite show now. And in rewatching it, like I realize it's such a great fucking show. It's actually amazing how many like memories it brings back for me.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if this, I mean, there's probably some Full House historians out there. Sorry, but one thing I noticed about the old show is that, you know, the living room scene in Full House where you have like the couch set up and there's this little alcove in the background.
Yeah,
that's where
you got it,
Joey slept. He like that was his bedroom, was that little alcove, and he's got like a mannequin set out back. And what I noticed in I'm like, this is really happening. And every episode's been the same thing. Whatever shirt that Joey's wearing in the episode, the mannequin's also wearing the identical shirt. And I was like, that's me in my lost TV mind picking up on this weird shit an 80s sitcom. But it's been a lot of fun because my daughter's gotten like a huge kick out of watching it.
That's interesting about 80s TV in a way. Like, you know, you think about, like, I loved Golden Girls. But, like, how many shows would you watch today about, you know, that four or five, you know, women in their early 60s?
It's four ladies.
Four ladies in their late 50s, early 60s.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, but it's a great show. The same as, like in think of today, like a show like ALF. Like, if someone said, hey, there's an alien that likes to eat cats, would you watch that show? You know, like,
yes. And B. Arthur didn't get along with, was it Betty White she didn't get along with, or Rue McClanahan?
I can see that.
Betty White.
Probably Betty White because I think Rue was on Maude.
She also like didn't like animals that much, so the whole like spay and neutering thing, she was like really anti.
I mean, she really peaked in the Christmas special. So, I mean,
I did want Christmas special. Yeah. I was going to say about going back to Back to the Future. I didn't realize that Eric Stoltz filmed so many scenes.
Yeah.
Before he was released, I mean, I was a couple months ago on YouTube. I go, holy crap! They filmed like half the movie.
Yeah.
And then had because they were showing the actors that we had to go back and talk about it, and you know we had to go back and reshoot all these scenes. I go, he must have just been. You watch the scenes, you go, yeah, and Eric Stoltz is a great actor, but he wasn't as good as Michael J. Fox was.
Right.
I think he wanted Michael J. Fox from the beginning, but he couldn't do it, right, or something. Right.
Yeah, with family ties.
There's so many actors that are great actors, but they're just not meant for those roles. Because I mean, you look at Indiana Jones, and everybody knows Tom Selleck was supposed to be Indiana Jones. But I can't imagine Tom Selleck being Indiana Jones.
I can. He's a handsome man.
Indiana Jones or Indiana Jones?
What am I saying? Indiana.
Oh, is this when Matt gets mean?
This is where Matt, Matt's
always the beginning.
Yeah, you guys would have been so proud of me. Going back to web conferences, I had Monday morning, I had a web conference with 12 Scottish men selling, and I didn't understand
what they
said. Yeah. It was all just like,
Is it a steam room?
It's like, so if you go down, you right click on the Richard Jenner, and I'm like, what?
Why the fuck is he showing us Johnson on the screen?
What the hell is that thing? It's like a snuffle up against yourself.
He's got a huge fucking dick.
Yeah.
Look at the cock on him.
Well, my wife and I started watching an English game on Netflix. It's about soccer, how it started, about it was for the upper class, and it's all this different. I've been trying to get her to watch it for like a week. I said, Julian Fellowes of Downton Abbey fame, who created and wrote Downton Abbey, she goes, I don't like sports movies. I go, it's probably a class thing. It's going to be more than that. We're watching it yesterday, and there was this one scene, and the Scottish guys, I go, all right, I have no idea what they just said. Mm-hmm. So we had to put on the closed caption.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to us from Scotland, I apologize. I mean, I have 23andMe. I have some Scottish in me, but I couldn't understand a fucking thing they said.
It's mostly French.
23andMe? Like okay, never mind.
So Jamie Hill is in the chat. What's up, Coach? And he mentioned he started doing a rewatch of Airwolf. Airwolf is a fucking great show.
Now that's what's his name,
and Jan Michael
Vincent, who died, unfortunately passed away recently and didn't age well.
Yeah, like a year ago.
He aged
horribly.
Ernest Borgnine, who was like 900 when he died, looked better than Jan Michael Vincent, who was like 60 when he died.
You know who looks really good though.
And Jan Michael Vincent was a good-looking guy when he was healthy. But
I want Matt to finish his sentence.
Hey, Chad,
the gentleman I've been sending you pictures of.
No, I totally blanked on what I was going to say. But have you guys read E.T. the Green Planet? This is the sequel to E.T. the movie. Wait.
There's a book?
Yeah, there's a book. It is the sequel to E.T. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, it is. I'm serious.
I've never seen that movie.
I know Jay has seen it. You know, the commercial that came out, you know, which was kind of like a sequel, the unofficial sequel to E.T. that came out, you know, this Christmas.
Oh, Jay cried.
The one thing I didn't like about it was that the end was the exact same ending as the movie. You're just like, wait a minute, you're telling me he came back.
You're fucking good at Star Wars this shit, man.
Yeah.
Really?
Exactly. He came back and they still left him on the. He missed the ship again. What the hell?
This time he just went to like spend some time and then he went back home.
Okay. Well, why did they have to phone home again? It was weird.
He just wanted to see Elliot and make sure he was okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, he hadn't seen him in a while. And that's the beauty of it is he came from a broken home, but then he had a beautiful family, and then E.T. saw it, like, you turned out all right, but it was just beautiful that he went back home.
He had a family.
You know what I noticed about E.T. watching it, like this, like all of these years, I never put this together. E.T. says...
He's got a big neck.
Yeah, okay, that's what
she's got. He's got a huge head, but a skinny neck.
Nick, get on it. You need to make a new meme.
Yeah, there you go. He's like the guy. What's the guy actor in Johnny Five?
What's his name from Lost?
Fisher Stevens.
Fisher Stevens.
Yeah.
Have you noticed he's got all of a sudden he got like a tiny neck and like a big head because he's in Secessions too. Anyway,
I can never finish a thought on Ramblecast.
He's E.T. But go ahead.
Okay, so E.T. says back to the kids as he's leaving things that they said to him. So he says when he's saying goodbye to Gertie, you know, he says be good, which is what she taught him to say. It was be good.
Don't go into
And then the whole time, like Elliot's saying to E.T., he's like, I'll be right here, you know, like when they're in quarantine, you know, like he's like, I'll be right here, E.T., I'll be right here. And then, of course, you know, if you don't have a heart, maybe, you know, but if you do, unlike Nick, you know, you'll get emotional when E.T. actually says to Elliot, I'll be right here. Same thing. You know, it's just it's beautiful. It's a nice.
Well, he says, I'll be right here as long as you have Reese's Pieces.
I'll be right here.
He goes, once you're out of Reese's Pieces, I'm out of here because I don't. You're a brat.
But
I don't want to be around.
But also the unsung hero. John Williams' score at that moment hits you with this fucking beautiful orchestral moment where you're just like, holy shit.
All right, how does this movie only really get quickly. Two votes?
My heart is
for
glowing.
Someone who got shit on so hard for choosing this as my favorite fucking movie. Like Spielberg, guys are really swinging from the balls of E.T. right now.
I think Nick and I are still on your side, Chris.
Ability to adapt to children. You love this movie. And you should take back all the bullshit you said about my pick.
You're throwing Jack and me in this boat. Only Jay and Matt are defending you.
Yeah, right. Chris, we're 100% behind your pick being shitty.
All right, well.
If I had to pick my personal favorite Spielberg movie, it would be E.T., but I wanted to win.
Of course you do.
Yeah. E.T.
Did you pick Schindler's List?
No, I think I picked Raiders. I think it was Raiders.
I think you did pick Raiders.
Yeah. Because I think I had the third pick, and not a chance in hell that I think I would get a chance to pick Raiders, but somebody picked E.T. with the first round pick. That's
right. Yeah, I went with my gut.
And I think I went with Jaws.
I think you did. I think you were second, and you went Jaws. I think I did Raiders at three. Somehow I could pick it at three. And I think I ended up winning that one, I think.
What did I go with?
No one knows.
It got more than two votes.
No, I know that. I don't remember. Yeah, it got more than two votes. That's right. It
did. Well, I mean, there's so many Spielberg movies. We could totally do another one without picking those, and we'd still be here debating. Like,
I love Hook. I know people crap on Hook, but I love
it. I do too.
Hook's a star. Yeah, I picked Jurassic Park. Wow, our listeners remember I picked Jurassic Park.
You picked Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
It's because you were so fucking high, man.
You guys will kazoo out.
Rad Muppets episode right here.
Us, Zach has fallen in love with Muppet Babies, which is a favorite. That's like a newer version.
Oh, nice.
And he told us it was your favorite show.
Which I was just like, I loved Muppet Babies as a kid. But it's like it's a newer like CG version or whatever. But it's good. It's good. But we started watching The Muppets, that short-lived one-season show on ABC a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was said that they didn't make it.
Mockumentary kind of thing, like an office kind of deal. But it's really good. It's actually like Zach and I watched the whole season. It's 16 episodes and it's really freaking good.
Going back to just 80s and things, just because I recently watched your latest Geek Dad Life, to plug your show a little bit, Jay.
You can read the link here, youtube.com.
YouTube.geek. Yeah. So, and of course, Jay talked about something that was very dear to my heart, which is Legos. Mm-hmm. And there was a line you said in there how Zach likes to play with ships. And I wanted to go like, wait a minute. You're letting Zach play with
Legos?
Legos with your ships? Because I know you're not letting him play with your late 80s, early 90s pirate ships. You can't be.
No. The Imperial flagship, that really big ship, he likes to
play with. Okay.
Which again, is a really valuable set too.
I actually have, because I don't remember you said the name of it, the actual pirate ship from the early 90s.
Yeah, the Deep Seas Barracuda.
I have that. I have no idea where it is.
It's really expensive. So it's cool. They're like, it looks way cooler than the original Deep Sea Barracuda. So I'm really pumped about the set.
Hey, can I just say something? Fuck Legos.
What?
So and here's why.
Or the next guy. Fuck.
No. Here's why. My daughter wants Legos so badly. Legos are awesome. Don't forget, I was a model for Legos here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But don't forget. Here's the thing. Like
the down years.
She's like, Dad, can you get me some Legos? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll get you some Legos. Let's go look online. Let's order some shit. I didn't say that, but like, you know, but I'm like, let's go order some Legos online. And I look it up. I'm like, no, you're not getting Legos. Dude, it's like $70 to get the most remote, like stupid bullshit set.
Yeah. They're roughly 10 cents per piece is how you can do the math.
I'm preaching to two of like the two or three of like the Lego aficionados of the group. I get it. I understand. But like, you know, as adults, we can spend money on ludicrous shit and feel okay about it. But like, when I'm gonna buy something for my kid who's probably gonna play with it for 15 fucking minutes and then throw it under a bed, to which I'm gonna be walking by picking up the shit in her room and stepping on one and then have to get sent to the ER because I got a punctured toe. Like, $80 is a lot to fucking spend on a stupid fucking 2-room castle.
That's why you're getting the little $15 ones that are, you know.
Yeah, there's cheaper ones. And I get that you would probably over exaggerate the pain because you're a Brady fan. But
bring it full circle there, like that, Jay.
But nothing, no amount of that pain can counteract the fact of the pure joy and jubilation of all of the championships I've gotten to witness here in New England.
I don't like football anymore, so like you go.
Go Colts.
Go Colts, whatever. Even then, that's like if Phil Rivers, I like him, get it. But anyway, but the thing is, like that pirate set, it's only $199, and you get almost 2,600 pieces. So like your price per piece is really good on the set.
So it's a bargain.
The second
price thing per is, piece, man. Price per piece.
Because Zach really wanted the green Lego money train, which was this cargo train set.
Oh yeah,
the one thing he really wanted for Christmas.
And it's called the money train.
Well, no, it's called the cargo train set.
Oh, okay.
Bank robbery thing is part of it. And so it's a green train. So for him, it was green Lego money train. And it's the thing he kept putting top of his list. This is the thing I want from Santa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we Colleen and I budget out, like, okay, budget, because we have two kids and two kids that understand gifts. So we have to kind of be fair and we'll have a budget for both. And then Zach, like I was like, oh, this set's probably gonna be expensive. It's probably gonna be at least $100-something. We go to the site, and I was like, I'm pretty sure this is the one. It's like $250 for one goddamn Lego set.
Yeah. Train sets are always expensive.
Yeah,
you should say it's, in the
it's
thing
because they put the motors in them. I don't know if that one has a motor or not. Most of the ones that have the motors ones always are expensive.
Can't you say I know one of the models and get a discount?
So well, I got you Apple stock instead.
So we tried seeing if we could get a reunion of the folks that are in that picture. So one of the girls that was a model from that ad, who I knew from high school, I think I've told the story 100 times, but she posted on her Facebook and was like, we should get a reunion together, and she tagged me in it, and I tagged another guy that was in the kid I grew up with who was in that photo as well. And then he tagged somebody. So all of a sudden we got reconnected, all like the original kid models from this photo. Her friend works for Lego in Enfield, Connecticut, and was trying to get us to get back into the studio. But I thought it'd be a pretty cool idea to have like the old generation and the next generation of having us all with our kids in the same photo would be kind of cool.
They've done that too. Like Lego did it with and Nick, you probably know this because you're very in tune to it, but like the original Lego set of like the Lego city, and they had like the kids of the kid or the, you know, the kids that were in the original shot be in it or something like that, because those kids were actually like the owner of Lego's kids or something like that. It might be that made us their Lego section, but anyway, yeah, Lego's expensive.
This podcast just turned into a big Geek Dad Life promo.
Yeah, I'm talking sorry. About toys.
Well, you get us going on Legos, and it's so
yeah,
Legos.
No, I get you. Like I bought a set for my son.
Like it's just oppressive.
What's that?
I said, you guys are right. Matt's just oppressive.
I told you, yeah. He keeps us on track. You know, I don't want to talk about that.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, it's good to have you here, but it seems like you're just trying to promote your own show.
Why would me shamelessly promote? That's not who I am.
Maybe.
Well, Christian, but anyway. You said stepping on a Lego. And I remember last time we watched Zach and Alex. It was a miracle that because if you've seen Zach's room, it's spotless. And I walk in there with just socks on. I had clothes on, but I had socks. I stepped on a Lego.
Thanks for clarifying that part.
Both Alex and Zach.
Sydney was on a goddamn web conference, and you walked by naked like that dude from the
exactly.
But you had socks on, so.
But I had socks on, so it doesn't. I'm not completely naked.
Not completely naked.
But you know, Alex, who's what, two? And Zach just thought it was the funniest damn thing in the world. As I'm laying there in pain, I said, "Yeah, it's okay. Laugh at the old guy."
Yeah, like so. Go ahead. Sorry.
We've got like the infant / toddler not Lego set, you know, like the big huge ones are like plastic. And I want to get real Lego. It's not even Duplo. It's not even Lego brand. It's like the shitty ones, but yeah. They entertain kids for 15 seconds. So like every time we bust those out, like here I am building and I'm like, fucking get out of here, kid. Like, I'm trying to build something and you keep trying to knock my shit over. Mm-hmm. Go play over there with Big Bird, you little bastard. I'm trying to build a tower. And he comes over, he's like, little baby Godzilla.
That's what Zach does with Lincoln Logs. I'll build something. He goes, I'll pop a build. So I'm building something. He goes, now come on, knock. I don't like this one. I go, dude, you need to build it yourself. I don't know how. I go, don't give me this. I don't know how crap. Because he's smart. He knows how to do stuff. So.
Well, Zach's gotten into the building forts, out of the couch cushions and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah. He's always fun.
These elaborate forts, but then like he doesn't want to take them down, and it's just, dude, I gotta sit down. I want to watch the TV.
No, I've got it. I think I'm gonna take my stimulus check when it comes in and buy like 1.2 Lego sets. 1.2.
Mm-hmm. Well, in 1.2 COVID 2020,
well, you'll get a $3,300 check, so you can get more than
Lego struggle. Really.
Yeah, because you're getting each person's getting $1,200, and then you get $500 per kid.
I thought it was only like families with children get the $2,400 bucks.
No, I don't think.
I don't think we're getting checks in the graph.
Well, it depends on what you made in 2018. I think.
Yeah, 2018.
Mm-hmm. Or 19
in this house, but
no, I thought they said 2018. Yeah,
they said 2018 because 2019 hasn't been a tax year yet. They pushed that back till
July, June.
It's July. I don't know. I just know the taxes aren't due.
Maybe there is some Legos. Although I got I filed all my taxes early this year, and I'm glad that I did because I can only imagine the shit show that's going to be getting your refund this year if it's been delayed. I have no idea.
Yeah, I already know. So I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting one of those creative refund. Play things.
Your refund's part of your stimulus package.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I'm getting one of those.
Nick should be charged the stimulus package because he's all about sharing those dick pics. So,
well, that was one of the pictures I sent you. Was the largest stimulus package in history,
and that's no lie. Do I have to claim that on my taxes? Because I can't imagine sending that into the IRS.
Just send them that picture. Send them a picture of that for your return.
Do I have to claim this? Go to H&R Block.
I think you can put it under like emotional distress, like things that you were put through for the year.
Exactly. So. This is what this Nick guy did to me.
That's kind of what I think about this podcast.
Nick's dick like picks. Emotional
distress. Yeah, the Nick's dick deduction. Nick's dick deductions.
I'm afraid to answer my. I
two testicles or one?
Leading message.
You couldn't even see the testicles in this thing. It was just that fucking big.
Did you guys see Jojo Rabbit yet?
No.
But I did see something else that you suggested, though, Nick. Devs. I watched the first episode. Yes. And wow. And you could have sold me on just the fact that Nick Offerman is actually in it. I didn't know that. So.
And it's such a different role for him, too.
It is. I love it. I love the fact that he's playing against his usual character. And I'm watching it. And I'm like, oh, he's in it. This is great. And so, I was very, very excited to watch.
So Jay, on the last episode, just we talked. I was recommending the show. It's on Hulu called Devs, D-E-V-S, and it's only been 4 episodes. The 5th episode will air tomorrow night, and it is superb.
If you like Westworld,
If you like Westworld, it was on the side of the Bayfront last year at Comic-Con. It was written by the guy who wrote Ex Machina, has that very same kind of quiet suspense feel to it. It's a good show.
Dystopian kind of like. So good stuff, though.
I have it on my list because every time I turn on Hulu, I see it. I go, I gotta watch The Office.
I'm gonna open up Hulu and because I'm still slowly going through Clone Wars.
Easy to do.
And then Zach, I feel like I with the kids at home, like I haven't had as much of my own TV viewing time as I would have liked.
That's why I don't know if you saw the message I sent on our group, our family chat. Is anyone have Netflix, our Netflix account?
No,
I couldn't remember I couldn't remember our username and password because I hadn't been on it. It hadn't been on it so long.
Switch to T-Mobile, you get it for free.
We just switched to AT&T.
I always keep the notes, for everything we talk about right here, and then at the very top, I have lock and key and like all these circles. And I'm like, oh shit, that's right. I need to watch that.
I never finished it.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, that's a good endorsement.
I finished McMillions.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, I felt that should have been like two episodes instead of what the four they gave us. It kind of was just drawn out.
No, I think it was five.
Was it five? Yeah. I hate it. That FBI agent, the one that was like all cocky, like, oh, I busted these guys.
I said, is this guy really an FBI agent? Because
exactly.
I've met some FBI agents and they're not a lot of fun.
He just seemed like an imbecile to me.
But. An imbecile. I feel like, I don't know. I have a lot of law enforcement friends or family. I've met a lot of like that guy. There's also a super serious people. There's like the racist, and then there's a lot of that guy.
Why do you keep pointing at Jack? It's really weird.
Oh, he's not here. There's nobody on this side for my.
Oh, opinion. Okay.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm down bottom right, my right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where you're, and I'm across from you.
Right. You're pointing at Jack right now. Yeah.
Dick.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You're probably used to the FBI guy with him and it was Harry Morgan and. Sergeant, what was that show? The FBI was that? Oh, I'm sorry, Dragnet. That wasn't FBI, was it? Was that FBI?
Back in my day, we had Dragnet, and that was it.
Bye, yeah. Jamie.
Kojak or whatever.
Kojak. Oh, Kojak's a great show.
Anyway, all right, gentlemen.
Hey, see you later, Jamie.
Out soon because it is getting late for me. I go to bed around this.
Oh, what do you gotta do? What do you gotta do tomorrow? We're all in self quarantine.
I still work. Like I actually work from home. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Well, so we do too. Yeah,
I work all day, but my commute is literally 16 steps.
I have grandkids all day long.
Yeah, exactly. So I need my sleep. I'm like you guys.
Now, this is up to you and Colleen to decide, Jay. But there is a certain older gentleman that doesn't get paid a lot. And he babysits for free, and he probably could use a nice stimulus check. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but he doesn't like babysit my kids.
Really?
No.
Uh huh. I think he does.
So what he's saying. We're going out on a date or something.
Just saying, pork chops are expensive, and
It's actually the cheapest of meats you can buy on your own.
he needs
pieces of shit to eat. You should eat real food at Moose Chris, like a steak.
Yeah, I thought they got rid of the pork chop.
Imagine.
I just had it the other day.
No,
it was the same cut from 2019.
It was outstanding.
Our cumulative 2019 bill for Zach and Alex at preschool and pre-K was $42,000.
Yeah,
I ate enough crazy for fucking child care. The end.
Yep. I'm paying more for my kid to go to daycare than I did to go to college.
Yep, 100%. And again, that was Zach was only in pre-K half the year of 2019. He wasn't there the whole year.
Yep. Fucking goddamn right.
Imagine if Jack was on death row, and they come in and they go like, all right, now it's time to choose your last meal. Like, what would you like? He's like, I'd like a pork chop from Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I don't think I could keep a straight face if I was that person.
No.
You haven't had them. If you had it, you'd be on board with me.
You know what the worst part about spending $42,000 and $200 on daycare?
You can only claim
$4,000 of it on your taxes.
I know. When that line item's there, I'm just like, fuck you.
So this is like my seventh year of entering that in. So now I'm just like $4,000. I'm not even putting the full amount in. I'm like, I know I'm not getting any more than this. Just 4,000. Give me my deduction.
When you go to two kids, and it was the first time with two kids at Chris, is that you get like real kid money back, which is nice.
You do, yeah. So that's the dependent side of it. You're not getting money back from the daycare, but you're getting dependent money back, which is why I can afford to buy a Creative Playthings swing set this year for my kids to finally be able to play in the backyard.
Play sets are really expensive. We bought Zach, I don't know what brand ours is, but it was a freaking cheap car. It was a Prius. It was a goddamn Prius. But hey, with all these playgrounds closed now, we have our own playgrounds.
So. I can't believe you didn't buy an Lexus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the ones that, you know, that I'm looking at, like you look at like the, you know, the hardwood, you know, hard cedar or whatever the hell they are.
Yeah.
And you want to put
Can't you get one made out of Legos?
It'd probably be less money or more money. But yeah, it's like $3,000. Terrible. It's like $3,000 to put one of these in your backyard. And then if you want to put down like the rubber mulch,
that was
an additional $1,000.
I think we got ours on clearance. It was normally like $7,000. We got on a clearance for $4,000, the playground. And then the rubber mulch, I want to do rubber mulch all around. They want to charge us like $6,000. But I was like, fuck that. I'm going to make it myself. For
the rubber mulch?
The rubber mulch was $6,000 for all the rubber mulch.
Christ.
To go there. So then I was like, I'm going to do it myself. I could just buy the rubber mulch, but still buying it myself with the pallets and everything. It was still like $2,000 or something like that. It was insane.
Have you tried renting a wood chipper and just throwing tires in it?
Then if I fuck up the wood chipper, that's got to be.
I know. I'm just brainstorming here.
Just get from Walmart.
Don't mind me. Anything. This is what happens after.
Should just bought Tuflex.
Drinking the whole day. The whole show. I haven't been drinking the whole day.
Bouncy. It's really squishy. So I feel very comfortable with like when the kids fall and everything, or fall off the swings as they're flying up in the air or something.
Yeah, that's what like my oldest friend in Knoxville. He has a very little bitty backyard area, and he kind of
did 12?
No. his house is on this hill. It's like it's basically where his grill is. He has like a little area for his kids. But what he did was he put like a rubber foam down and then put AstroTurf on top of that. And it's like the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. And it's not like shitty AstroTurf. It's like this real, like, wow, it looks like real grass. But he never has to mess with it. I'm just like, this is
awesome. We were kids. We played on concrete. And somehow we survived. I don't know.
Well, it's like some survive, but the survival rate was a lot lower back then or whatever. It's like the guy that discovered you should wash your hands like when you're doing surgery or delivering babies. The mortality rate in hospitals in the 1800s was like 25% of the women died from fever because the doctors were working on cadavers that died from something and didn't wash their hands and then went and delivered a baby with those.
Right. Man. Well, they didn't know what germs was back then.
Yeah. I mean, I know Nick prefers to go back to the olden times, so I know that's probably your thing, but really good that we figured out how to wash your hands.
Hey, I'm not over here judging you.
Hey, so Ed the letter carrier just joined us and says, I just got home from work. Can you start over?
Sure. Yeah, I think so. He's a patron, right?
Do you like Dick? Do you like dick pics?
Ed, thank you for doing what you're doing, because you're out there delivering mail, picking up mail, and you're.
Well, is it true that they're thinking about? So. Is it true they're thinking about suspending the mail service?
No. I read that today
that they're thinking about it.
My letter carrier actually uses rubber gloves or what have you, or latex gloves, you know, but you know what I'm talking about. Fuck it, I don't know words now.
Well, I think you had it right the first time.
Maybe I did.
Rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Okay, as Chris is announcing,
you're overjudging yourself.
I am. It's getting late. I've drank at this point. I'm all out of like nasty things to write in private chat.
You had a beer?
So it's mad.
He's been drinking coffee. That's why he's not.
Drinking coffee and amaretto with a little bit of cream. It's whatever we had. So, yes, John, love for the UPS guy as well. My UPS guy picks up. However, only
if he's in these little short shorts.
Holy fuck, dude. I don't know what the fuck I would do without UPS right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. So like
you can't just go down to the hardware store to pick up some shit to fix little things around the house anymore. And you have to like order this stuff. Oh. You have to have it sent. So home God bless
still
you.
Open.
He's a drug dealer and they don't even know it.
And stuff.
Yeah, but I don't want to go to Home Depot.
So just, I wanted to mention something, as Chris was also talking about, like how we're going to do live shows for everyone, during this quarantine time, because a lot of people are home and let's face it, like we love having everybody here in the chat. This is probably like the most that we've had, join us live, you know, it's really great. So, we'll keep this going. I did want to say though, that I just as someone who receives a patron or money from all of you patrons out there that make this show possible, I really appreciate that. And this time period, you know, because I feel fortunate, I feel very blessed to have everything that I do, but there are others that are out there that don't. And I learned about this by watching the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And it's a really great episode where he's just broadcasting from home, which is really funny. And to see all of these
late messing him up is really
good. It's awesome. But he had mentioned this website, nokidhungry.org. And I'm going to donate part of my patron money because it's easy enough for me to say, okay, you know what? Like, I'm just going to put some of this to good use, and I'm going to donate some of that to the nokidhungry.org. It's easy enough for me to do. If anyone out there is wanting to help in any way possible, there's lots of different charitable organizations, but my concern is for those that are in need, and especially those kids, because there's a lot of people that are out of work. There's a lot of people that are going to be out of work, and usually the kids are the ones that suffer the first. So, just to let all those patrons know that, like, hey, some of your money is going to this, because that's how I'm choosing to kind of give back. So, no pressure on the other podcasters on here to do that, but I just wanted to let those.
Yeah, thanks. Know.
This is how Matt gets away with all the nasty stuff he writes in the
chat. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna release the private chat to the.
I'm just you know, trying to promote something nice.
Inspired by your generosity, Colleen, she's the one that manages it. Just give my whole payment for this month to the charity that Matt's doing, because I think it's a great.
Oh, fuck you, Jay. Okay, because I still have to have some of that.
All right. Oh, now the real Matt has come out.
Mm-hmm. But that's great, Jay. Thanks. Sure. Thanks a lot, Jay. You just had to one up me there. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, Matt's only given part of his money, but you know, all of mine. You know, I got all the ET money.
I'm going to give it all.
It's a drop in the well to me.
Do you do any podcast, Jay?
Survivor right now, so I get a cut. And Westworld and Survivor.
Oh, I forgot about Westworld.
Oh yeah, yeah. Westworld, the HBO cash cow of the Jan Jack Network.
It's the big whatever. If that stuff matters.
So does Owen and Brew get 1/32nd of the cut?
We will be back again as Owen and Brew's. We're basically covering the Clone Wars right now, but we're doing three episodes at a time.
You can take all the proceeds for Owen and Brew and donate it to Jay's charity that he just mentioned. Jay, thank you for inspiring us. You know, I just want to say on behalf of the Owen and Brew team, you can send all that money. I love you,
okay,
Matt.
You
know, for as much of an inappropriate shit that you do say behind closed doors, you do take a lot of shit from us. So I will say thank you,
Matt,
for bringing... Thank you for bringing a good cause to light, because I think it's a good thing for all of us to think about and do.
Yeah, good brown nosing there, Matt and Chris.
I just was trying to bring something to light that I saw the other night that I was like, wow. Like,
You should.
So, and you know, for others out there that they want to chip
are
in.
You wearing, you know, just, are you wearing makeup, Matt? Because you look a lot tanner than you usually do.
I did get a little bit of sun today. I was out.
I was going to say, because normally you're pasty white like Jay.
Like, you have a light background. And then, like, the part where his head is like a sunset. So I feel
like... Is that what... Okay.
You actually look like semi-professional.
Yeah. It's like you knew this was going to be live, so you said, okay, I'll clean myself up.
It's my shirt.
I'll go ahead and take it off for the patrons.
I know when Colleen's doing a live show for her show, because she'll have like her normal, like, you know, tattered sweatpants, just garbage under here, but then like totally done up. Like, right. it's a live podcast tonight. Okay. Good luck. Love you.
It's funny. So my wife is doing a lot of WebExes or Zooms for her school. And she started doing like a regular cadence of it. And I walked to the kitchen. I come up from doing one of my calls looking not much unlike the way I look right now. I walk up getting a cup of coffee and I'm just like, you're wearing full makeup right now. She's like, shh, don't tell anybody. I want to look good for the Zoom. So, Matt, I hear you. I understand where you're coming from. I get it.
I always remember the time that Boston had his friend come on. And then he like absolutely decimated me on whatever lighting that
because you're so white. I remember that.
I remember what he said, but it was so funny.
He at the time was a salesman for a commercial lighting company, and he has since left that company and started his own business, and does the same thing. So if you have a Shaw's grocery store around you, you may have a Shaw's grocery store. I don't know if it's a Northeast thing or not, but
never heard.
He's done all of the lighting for the Shaw's grocery chain, which is kind of cool.
You need a light guy. I got a light guy.
He knows lights. I'll tell you, he knows his lights.
He knew that you were not.
Man, you're totally washed out, man. You look like a fucking ghost.
It was hilarious. I remember that.
That's the same Dave. That's the same Dave who crashed a Ramblecast episode one time. And in just pure like bad form of like webcasting, went up to take a piss, and he was living in New York. So like when you live in New York, your apartment, like your bathroom is your living room. So all we could hear for a good 45 second stream of Dave pissing. It was good comedy. It was podcast gold right there.
Yes. You used to pee all the time during the podcast, Boston. That was like your move.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I almost pissed my pants last week.
It was
funny. I was
all right.
The old house was right by the bathroom when you record, so you would just go.
Yeah. And my room downstairs in this house, the bathroom is right through that door, or another door, but over there.
I feel like as producer, I do have control on muting people. You know, so if we run into a pissing situation or a pissing contest, I can always just like, you know.
So you're saying Jay wasn't a good producer?
No, not at all. That's not what I'm
you're
saying.
You're saying you have. You just said you, as a producer, you have the power to mute that. And Jay sitting there saying, "Oh, you used to piss all the time, Boston, when we were podcasting." So obviously, Jay didn't mute it. So you were bashing Jay.
I muted myself, though. I'm a master muter.
You'd mute himself.
I'm glad you said master muter because it was a weird way.
Right.
I'm a master muter.
I'm a master muter. Oh, okay.
Okay.
But gentlemen, it's getting late for me. So if you guys want to keep, I know you probably want to keep talking for another hour, but I.
No, we're going to wrap this up, but thanks for joining us tonight, Jay.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks.
We'll have some more guests on, perhaps. So hasta luego and goodbye to you.
What's going on next week?
Media Junkyard will be here.
Oh, I know. I'll be watching. There's not enough room for me to be in here, but I'll be watching and cheering you guys on. Except for Robin. Fuck him, but everybody else on me. I just know out of everyone, he's the most sensitive. So, Robin. But he's toughened up over here, so he's going
to
be fine.
I haven't talked to Robin in ages.
Neither have I.
Or Rob.
Robin, I haven't seen either of them in a long time.
Does all our website stuff, and so I chat with him.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
Yeah. You didn't know that Rob is like our website guy.
And he's donating he's donating partial of his patron stuff to Matt's charity.
Yeah, he's on the payroll. He's like a paid monthly paid person from the Patreon.
I think I did know that actually.
Anyways, bye everybody. It's nice talking to you all.
Later, Jay.
Take care, Jay.
Finally got rid of the riffraff. Jeez.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I thought he'd never leave. I was like,
I'm going to donate all my money.
I know, right? Like, who has that much money to give? I mean, like, I still got to use some of this stuff to pay for my HBO. So
I got to go out and search the toilet paper tomorrow. So I'm
Oh,
I'm telling you, Jack, get a fucking bidet.
I know you keep saying
my wife. My wife. Yeah, I was talking to her about the bidet thing because after last week's podcast, Chris, and she immediately was like, "Oh yeah, like I want to get one." And she like,
"It's the best."
And we had an old one, but I don't know what happened to it. And she was like, "No, I want one that has warm water." And I'm like, "Yeah, I get it.
Well, you can get a warm water bidet for short money. The only problem is you have to essentially run plumbing from two different places, right?
So right,
you have
exactly.
The plumbing for the toilet and then plumbing from under the sink.
Right.
Yeah. Pain in the ass.
Chris Jakes said it ran out of Charger shirts.
That's a valid point.
We have enough for a couple weeks, but it's just like, yeah, it's like, I mean, all the shells are just gone. I mean, it's just funny. That's the thing that became that people made a run on for this whole virus.
It's not a gastrointestinal issue. I'll tell you that much. I'm telling you, the bidets are fucking phenomenal. And I'll tell you, here's one thing I wish I did when I bought mine. I wish I held out and bought a model that had a dryer on it. They have the ones out there that you can wash with, and then it plugs into the wall and it actually has a hot air dryer, which will essentially eliminate the need for toilet paper. Yeah, right in your asshole.
Well, how do you? Because I know when you're drying your hands, you have to rub your hands together, right, to get the dry. How do you get your asshole to? Does it just dry it on its own, or do you have to kind of move back and forth?
That's the thing. If you have the dryer version, yes. But so, if you have,
to dry, so you have to kind of shake like this to, you know, because you're drying your.
Is your asshole that big?
I'm just saying, you have to dry your hands like this. So how you got all that water splashed?
Concentrated jet of warm air in the general vicinity of your sphincter. I mean, okay, if you have to,
I
move,
don't know. I've never been on one of those. I don't know.
I can think of some other things that you could do.
But here, so there's my pro tip number one. If you can get one for good enough money with a dryer, go for it. You have to have electrical near it. So you have to plug it in. But secondly, it works best if you partner the bidet with a squatty potty.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Fucking clean as a whistle when I'm done.
The squatty potty bidet. Yeah, we'll probably look into that after the whole.
All right, guys, gentlemen. I mean, we've reached that point. Don't you feel like we've reached that point? I mean, I want to hang out and talk to you guys some more. I could just hang out and drink all night. Like, I mean, seriously, like, what do we have to fucking do?
I got to get up early tomorrow, so, yeah.
That's your problem. Wait, what did Alexa say to you?
It wasn't Alexa. That was an educational video I was about to send you guys.
Oh, no. An
educational video?
It's really kind of worried about what it might entail. So, but thanks for that, Nick.
So, if there's anything anyone's gathered from this podcast, if Nick has your phone number, don't open up any text messages that come from
Don't even click on them.
Don't even click on anything. Just delete.
You'll get a virus just as bad as the corona. So, not as fun. So, you're muted, Nick. And maybe that's the better.
You'll like this one. But it's a video, so you don't have to open it right now. But
okay, sure, no problem.
So I'll send you another video here in a second too.
Have we talked about everything? I mean, I feel like there's so much more to talk about, and yet we've reached that point. Don't you agree?
Sure. I told them not to watch the video, and now they're both watching the video.
No, this is on my time hop.
Oh. Aw, yeah.
Look closely.
I can't see that far.
I can't see it, neither can the people at home. You know, they're just
like, got.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
There's Robin, Valerio, Chris. So there you go.
So,
face is intrigued and enjoyment.
if you've enjoyed this show,
I'll be honest with you. Yes, intrigued and enjoyment are the accurate terms. I'm just waiting for the real bad shit to happen, like at the end of the video.
No, that's it. It's just an educational video of how to clean.
Well, bless your heart, Nick, because that was the best video you've ever sent me.
As we're losing live stream viewers because they realize that the show is over, I just want to finish the show by saying
thank you to the people that made this show possible, and a few other like kind of house cleaning chores here that we need to clean up on, right?
It's because we're watching Jack's reaction to watching the video.
Well, it's better than the other thing.
Why
Jack's
why
gonna get his heart medication lined up?
Why do we even try to produce this shit?
Well, I wasn't interrupting you this time, so
thanks. Yeah. if you have hand sanitizer out there, and who doesn't, or if you don't and you need to buy a bunch of shit on Amazon, go to jandjack.com/Amazon, click on that that link there, and oh wait, no, that's on the jandjack.com. Sorry, I'm all confused. jandjack.com/Amazon, all of your shopping needs as you're trying to stockpile and you're trapped in your home. You can help out Amazon and us in the short term. What do we say at the end of the show? You can send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com. That helps us out. rcadcast@gmail.com. Why are you making me repeat this, mister? You can send us an email when this really cool coronavirus painting that I've done here.
Did you send a man anything yet?
I did.
Oh, great. Okay. Good for you, Matt.
I sent her a man to hug and kiss. So. Sorry, that was a bad joke. You can also become a patron by going to chanjack.com. Click on the link there. Every little bit helps us out. And also, wait, I don't know what I've lost these two bozos. I've actually lost this whole show. Why do I even try? Thank you for everyone that has joined us. I mean, this has been awesome. I really, really do appreciate the live listeners. And join us next week. We'll try to keep it on a different day so that we don't overstep or, you know, cross contaminate with what is the other show? Oh, broadcast. I'm sorry. I can do
next Tuesday anytime.
Yeah,
they're not going live, are they?
So we're just gonna do next Tuesday, 10:15, same bat time, same bat channel. Next week we'll have the guest of the media junkyard with us.
Okay, so Tuesday confirmed. At 10:15, just a different day. So because we're doing Tuesday and not.
Wait, no, wait, did I Wednesday. Say Tuesday? Oh shit! Yeah, you did. I'll have to figure it out and post it later. I don't know.
All right, so Chris is gonna figure all this shit out, but
I can do Wednesday again at 10:15 also if that works.
Okay, there we go. And we figured out all of that house cleaning bullshit. At this point, though. This is the part that I love.
Are you still trying to finish the show?
He is.
Fuck, you finish it, Jack.
I'm not the producer.
We derailed like 5 minutes ago because all three of us were laughing about something else entirely.
Have we talked about E.T.? Because, I mean, called the Green Plan. Yeah, anyway. So if you're like some of the patrons that make this show possible, I'd like to thank those that make this show possible at this point. Specifically, TAC from Paris. I don't have fun names written down today, guys. I just didn't plan ahead. Eckhart Richter Glatfelter, as Jack likes to call him. Ed. The letter carrier who joined us. I don't think you're creepy, Ed. I've met you in person.
He's in the shower right now.
Well, yeah. That is kind of creepy.
He's the last of his hand sanitizer.
Well, hand sanitizer doesn't feel good on the junk, so be careful where you spread that shit. I don't know. So I've heard. Maggie, the Magnificent. You're awesome. Drake, the Destroyer. I'm going totally out of order here. Joanne with the Master Plan. And Greg, the gregarious. So Greg, the gray. And did I miss someone? I think I got everybody.
No, you got them all.
I did it. Yes. This was a great show. It was one in a million. Maybe one in an ET. That doesn't work. I'll be right here.
ET.
Phone us home? Don't know. How do we end
it? All right, just. Can we
get E.T. as a guest?
No.
There's nobody would care.
Because he just repeats the same stuff everybody else says.
Thank you, everybody, who joined us in the live chat tonight. We had a lot of fun. We're going to do this every week. on a specific date and time, which we'll let you know about and put some events on the Facebook page. But please do join us, whether you're a patron or not. While we're under quarantine, we'll be live every week. Ramblecast After Dark. See you next time. Bye.
See ya. Aww.